This is Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hi everyone, welcome. I'm very excited to introduce my guest today. We have with us Toni Zamora, and she is a brand and web designer, a brand coach, and a business astrologer. So I'm super excited to dive in to, bringing some of my favorite topics together learning about how she weaves astrology into her branding work. So hi, Toni, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. So, okay. Like, what's your story? How did you get into doing the work that you do now?
Yeah. So like you said, I'm a brand and web designer, a brand coach, business astrologer, but it really comes from like a long background of brand marketing. So I was in corporate brand marketing for like 15 plus years. Definitely one of those ones who were like climbing the corporate ladder, working for some of the biggest brands in the world. I've worked for Oprah and Nordstrom and just like all the big magazines. And it was amazing. Like, we had a really awesome time, but I really felt unfulfilled. And I really started around probably like my Saturn return getting into astrology. And I felt like an internal pull to start learning astrology, to start doing one-on-one readings. And so I just started like a side hustle when I still had my corporate jobs, and I would do one-on-one readings for people. And what really got me started was just like having these one-on-one readings, reading hundreds of charts, and you start to see these themes over time, right? And a lot of my clients would come to me and they would be entrepreneurs. They would be trying to grow their message, trying to grow their branding, trying to figure out how to magnetize the clients of their dreams, figuring out their business strategy. And so it really morphed into like just doing one-on-one readings to being more of like a business astrology consultant. And then I was like, I don't know why these two worlds are separate for me. I don't know why I've got this like marketing corporate work on this side, and then I'm doing these one-on-ones on this side. Like, why not blend the two? And for me, that was like a real innovative moment, because at the time, this was like probably 3 years ago, nobody was doing this. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to blend the two. And I launched a brand and web design studio that uses human design and astrology as the basis for strategy. And we create, you know, magnetic brands and really help people stand out, especially creatives. And so that's kind of where I got started and where I'm at now.
Okay. I love this. First of all, rewind, you worked for Oprah. Talk more about that.
Yeah, for sure. I've worked for Oprah I did about 2 years or so, or maybe a little bit more. Working really closely on her magazine, working closely with her brand team, her ad team. It was pretty amazing. And if you get like experience that you just cannot get anywhere else, but you can also start to see, like I said, corporate like themes in, and that all the businesses, they're making millions, but they're all doing kind of something similar as the basis of their foundation. So I just simply took what I've learned there, that framework, and I apply it to small businesses. And then I started to see like these really small businesses get exponential growth. Like, some of my clients were making like, you know, 100K months after we had worked on strategy. And I was like, whoa, like this really works. And so after you see like that proof, then you just, you know, want to keep going and learning more and helping more people.
Does Oprah use astrology in her brand strategy?
No, she does not. But she definitely uses like a corporate, you know, brand strategy, kind of what you would find at any corporate business. But it works. What it is that she actually embodies her chart. So she doesn't use astrology, but without knowing, she really embodies her chart. If you've ever taken a look at her chart, I've studied a lot of her chart, and she is like the walking embodiment of almost every single placement.
That is the key to entrepreneurship and just life.
Yes. Exactly. So if you can tap into that, then you'll definitely see, you know, the growth and the success that other people and other entrepreneurs have used and seen by just embodying who they are.
I love that. So yeah, I discovered you through Natalia Benson, who I've been working with, and, you know, kind of got to a similar phase in my business where I'd been helping people with messaging strategy and money mindset, and then just got super obsessed with astrology and obviously very naturally started using that as a tool to start understanding my clients on a deeper level and on like more of an individual level and seeing, you know, the differences and similarities with the types of clients that I work with. And then I discovered you and I was like, oh my God, yes, I need to connect with you because I love the way that you have been bringing that in, particularly with more of like your skills and the visual branding side of things. So I'm curious, like, yeah, especially with, because that's a big part of my work that I do with clients is helping clients to embody their work and embody who they are and their chart and live in alignment, which is, you know, I believe the number one most powerful marketing strategy there is. And it's also, you know, it's the hardest and where we go all through our life lessons. So I'm curious how you kind of blend that with your, like, do you create, because I know sometimes you know, you're just working on like the branding and sometimes you're working with like strategy and coaching. So when you're just working with a visual brand, do you kind of like create the visuals based off of like what the fullest embodiment of their chart would be as kind of like a tool to help represent those aspects of themselves? Like, how does that work kind of play out for you with your clients?
Yeah. And you like hit the nail on the head. Like that's exactly how we do it, but we don't do just branding. So we don't do just visuals. And so every project that we take on, we actually move through the strategy, the messaging, really taking like diving deep into who the brand is, the core essence. And then we extract that in all of our strategies through whether it's marketing, messaging, copy, right? All of the different things. And then we create the visual last. And so then the visual is just a reflection of all of those things. But to your point, yes, we're pulling up the chart in every single project that we do, and we pull out those little bits of magic within them and we let that shine. And really for us, it's like the key reason why we do what we do is because we want people to be authentic. Like you said, like that is the magic. That's the sweet spot. And I think a lot of times when you see entrepreneurs struggling, it's because they're trying to be or do something else. But once you get, like you said, in alignment with who you are, why you came here, your purpose, then everything kind of just, it opens up with ease, right? It just like flows naturally because you're being who you're supposed to be. You're doing what you're supposed to do and everything just falls into line.
Hey, I have a really exciting new free series that I want to make sure you know about. It's called Sign Soulmate Clients with Astrology. And I created this because when I work with clients using their astrology charts, they stop trying to sell offers in a way that feels like pushing a boulder up a hill. They start selling what they're really excited to offer. They raise their rates, often doubling them. And soulmate clients start showing up more quickly and easily than ever, which is why I'm so thrilled to share this special three-part training series with you to show you how to read specific parts of your chart to cut the drama of overthinking your storytelling and your prices and cut straight to the actions and insights that lead to signing soulmate clients consistently with ease month after month. So when you sign up, you're going to get instant access to video number one, which is all about signing soulmate clients by selling from your sun sign. Video number two is about tapping into your sales flow through your second house. And video number three is going to show you how to create your unique ritual for consistent clients and money flow. You don't need to know anything more than your birth time, date, and place, and I will show you what you need to know about your birth chart. This is for anyone looking to create a more consistent flow of sales from soulmate clients. And you can find this by going to my website with saramack.com under the freebies tab or by the link in my bio on my social channels. I love that. So do you help clients like or develop their offers as well? The things, yes. I imagine things start to shift and pivot a lot once they go through this process with you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a deep process because we really go through everything on like, who do you want to show up as? What is your mission? What is your voice and tone? What are you talking about? What's the content? What's the social media strategy? We do it all. And then on top of that, provide the visuals that also match that. And then when everything aligns, like I said, it just opens up so much. But yeah, definitely diving into every aspect of who they are and who they want to show up as. And then also who they're serving, because that's another big part of it is like, who are they targeting? Who are they working with? Because that really matters.
Okay, I'm obsessed with this conversation. I have another great juicy question, astrology question for you. So an aspect of my chart that I've been learning more about and leaning into is my Venus placement, which I know is like really one of the key placements for your branding and for your money making. And it's been kind of an interesting process for me because mine's in Cancer and I've historically had, even though I have a lot of Scorpio placements, historically have had a lot of resistance to water in my chart. I'm a Leo and I have a lot of placements in like fire signs in the 12th house. So there's always that push pull between like being fiery and action taking and outward and then being emotional and inward. And that's just like, you know, my kind of core lesson in this lifetime.
So
it's been a crazy process of kind of developing another aspect of my identity. And I'm curious how you work with, you know, the Venus placement and combining that with other placements like your sun and your rising sign and kind of which you give more weight to and kind of what that process looks like for you with your clients.
Yeah. And so for me, I use Venus. I use it, but I use it in a different way. So I use it more to understand what it is that you love, what you're attracted to and your aesthetic. But for me, when you go through the strategy process with us and we're diving into all the aspects of your chart, what we're really trying to do is magnetize your ideal audience. And so it's irrelevant really what you like from an aesthetic standpoint. The aesthetic needs to be what your audience resonates with and what pairs well with your message and your purpose. And so I look at it, I definitely want to know like what you like, what your style is so that I can appeal to that, but I appeal to it, like you said, in much a smaller weight, right? I give it a lot less weight. Whereas for me, I really lean a lot into Mercury. I personally lean a lot into the sun. For me, the sun is the most important part of your chart. It really accounts for like 80% of the chart, really. It has that much weight. And then for me, I also dive into Pluto because I want to know where you are transforming. What did you come here to transform? Because that actual transformation is a lot about what your message is and your brand and what everything needs to look like. So it all kind of works together. So I like to blend lots of different placements, but those three are like the key ones that I really dive into really deeply.
Okay. So I want your input on my situation. It's funny because I literally this week I've decided to green light. I'm starting a Substack called Pluto and Scorpio, which is going to be like kind of a different vibe because I'm a Leo sun and most of my branding is like super bright colors, like me on the beach, sunshine, travel, like performance, you know, just being out there.
And what's your rising?
My rising is Virgo.
Okay.
So this like Pluto and Scorpio is I've just written a book, which is exploring the themes between money mindset and trauma and sexual trauma. And, you know, I love to write about taboo topics and healing and transformation. And it's more of that dark energy, you know, like transmuting the dark. And it feels very in opposition to the majority of my personality and, you know, the way that I express myself and the way that I dress and a lot of the visuals that I'm really attracted to. So it feels it just feels like it's kind of a different brand in itself. And it's like a different part of me. So it will be branded differently. But yeah, I'm just really feeling this push pull right now between the like, I love bright colors and they really impact my mood. I love it when my branding is super bright. It definitely has been working for me. People, associate me with pink and yellow because was what I was wearing in, you know, my branding photos. And so I'm curious, like, how I should navigate this split personality. By the way, my MC is in Gemini, so it kind of makes sense that I've got these like two different things going on.
Yeah, no. So I think that is really typical with a lot of people. Like I would say there is like, it's very rare for me to see a chart where everything is like, you know, they've got this huge stellium and a lot of focused energy and like, you know, one element or something like that. A lot of it is going to be in exact opposition of one another. And that's where you have to find balance. But I will say, though, that one of the biggest things that like I've dived into during like my research and time working on this is that it really matters what your audience thinks, right? And so a great example of this is like, I always use Tony Robbins as an example because I just like love to, because everybody knows who he is and like understands the energy. But like if Tony Robbins had a website that was like pink and yellow and like clouds and there was like unicorn flying across it, and then you got into one of his programs and he was like screaming at you and he's like, you know, his typical Tony Robbins energy, and he's like, come on, like let's fucking go, and he's like cursing at you, then you would be like, I'm sorry, I'm so confused, right? You'd have that like shell shock when you first get into the program, and it wouldn't make sense to you. And either you're going to like fall off and drop off of the program because it's not what you expected, or you're just going to be like, all right, like, let's just do this, right? So I like to say that to say that if your dominant energy is like more darker and Scorpio and unearthing and transformation, but then you've got this like fluffy website with all these colors, it does confuse the consumer. So I would get out of your own energy and tap into the energy of the consumer, which in your case is going to be like more of like a mystical consumer, right? So mm-hmm. I like to look at like what sign is on the cusp of the seventh house and what sign is on the cusp of the 11th house. And those are going to be the same element, right? So for you, if your rising is in Virgo, then your seventh house is in Pisces. And so it's going to be more of like an intuitive, mystical person. And they're probably going to be really okay with that Scorpio energy aesthetic, right? Like that's going to be their vibe because they're already going to be like, ooh, like this makes me feel something, which is what they want from you anyways. And so I would lean into like, how can you tap more into like the water element, whether that is a darker energy like Scorpio, or maybe it's even like lighter like Pisces, right? It could be the blend of the two, but I would tap into like more of like water versus like what it is that you like. Do you see? It's like more of like, what does it feel like to work with you? And so it can be cohesive. So then when someone comes into your program, they're like, this is exactly what I expected.
Yeah, totally. And that is my ideal client. Like I work with a lot of super creative people, a lot of musicians, and they come to me because I have a lot of fixed energy and I'm really good at helping people create consistency and habits and you know, where they to create containers that feel good for people who are super creative to channel that into consistent income. And
exactly. Yeah. Okay. So they're going to expect that sort of aesthetic and vibe. And then, you know, through your content, I'm sure you talk about what it is that you can help them with and how you can help them ground those ideas and that earth energy. And so, yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. You can see that it's like, you start to create like a, I always call it like layering a cake, right? It's like you've got a foundation, but you have to add like, you know, the icing and another layer. And then you create a holistic story. And that's the storytelling that's so beautiful, because it's not, you're not just one thing. And that's like, that's why you have so many placements and you've got so many houses and there's so much that goes into the chart. And so I like to blend it all, but really look at like what is dominant and what comes through. And like you said, if Scorpio comes through for you, then leaning into that. If that water energy is dominant, then lean into that.
I could talk to you for 10,000 hours about this.
Me too. I geek out on all the astrology and everything.
Yeah, you're clearly a genius at what you do. So thank you for sharing all of this with me and with everybody today. Please tell us, like, what have you got going on? Where can people find you and hear more about what you're up to?
Yeah. So I'm going through a huge rebrand right now. So you'll probably see that, like, if you go into my socials, like it's pretty dead, nothing's going on, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes. And so we're going through a rebrand right now for our brand and web design studio. We're going through a name rebrand and also just a creative rebrand, and everything is changing. So right now you can find me on Instagram at Tony the Creator. But what I have going on is that we're creating a lot of amazing programs behind the scenes to help you tap into this for yourself, to help you know how to read your chart, which parts to read into, what, how to create your message, how to craft, really everything that I talked about, the strategy all the way through design and even your offers. So that's a program that is going to come to life in 2024. So yeah, I would love for you to like follow me, reach out to me. I love to talk. So yeah.
Amazing. That all sounds so exciting. Well, thank you so much, Tony. Thank you everybody for listening. Please share this with anyone who you know would love it. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
For more inspirational content, head over to my website withsarahmack.com and please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing.